Session. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. The board will convene into open session as authorized by section 19.85, brand 2, Wisconsin statutes. So, you want to open up the door and... Okay. Then the next thing is the report from the statistics.
Things have been going pretty smooth, even with my absence. I'm getting ready for the setup and the dates for the send out of the massive email for the request of the 2013 Statement of Economic Interest. That seems to be my main goal right now. And I know there were certain items that were requested from the board from the last time, and those things were accomplished.
Statement of Economic Interests. We received several before that we looked at, and then two new. Anyone has any kind of issue or concern or question relative to these? The group looked okay to me.
Yeah, I think we can help you. Well, don't we have another item?
The complaint? Yes. It does not come under our jurisdiction.
Oh, okay.
Well, you'll have to go on the record to make that determination.
Okay.
We'll have to bring it up. It has to come before the committee.
Okay.
So, at your convenience, we'll do that.
Okay. Before us, you have received a complaint from a citizen whose last name is Potts. They own what appears to be a convenience store and are looking for a, what is it, a Class A liquor license. And because they have not received it, they feel there are some concerns and issues relative to it. They have filed a ethics complaint against Council President Willie Hines. This does not rise to the level, nor comes under the jurisdiction of the City of Mowathic Ethics Board.
Well, just, Madam Chair, just not to.
Okay.
If there were a violation of the ethics code by Alderman Hines in his position as both Alderman and President of the Common Council, we have jurisdiction. So we have a personal jurisdiction and subject matter jurisdiction. But what we have here is a complaint which has been filed by a citizen who apparently has been disappointed by the decision of the Common Council and makes allegations against Alderman Hines. And the complaining citizen points to 30354. And if you read that subsection of the ethics code, nothing that is set forth within the complaint that was filed matches the elements of what would have to be proved is set forth in that subsection. So indeed, Alderman Hines may have been naughty and violated the ethics code, but we don't know that from what has been filed with the ethics board at this point. So my recommendation to the ethics board is that, and I will help our clerk draft a response, but in essence, the complainant has failed to state a complaint upon which relief can be granted, because there is absolutely nothing set forth here that would give this board, there's no information set forth here in the complaint that would give this board the ability to apply those facts to this subsection of the ordinance and find that there has been some kind of a violation.
Okay.
I don't know what confidential information has been disclosed. I don't know how any of that would inure to the benefit, personal benefit, of Alderman Hines. So what we have here is an angry citizen who's disappointed. And frankly, their relief is found at circuit court, but not here. So I mean, I'll help the, I will help the clerk draft an appropriate response.
Okay.
But from my perspective, and I think that my general feeling is that most of you feel there's nothing here, but to articulate it.
Right, when I read it, yeah, I couldn't figure out,
right,
you know, where we were going with this, and I was hoping someone else could explain it to me because I couldn't see anything.
I didn't see any allegation that either Attorney Gordon or Alderman Hines received anything of value or could benefit in any way. That was the thing that I was, that was the shoe I was looking to drop.
Exactly. You know, Alderman Hines and the whole Common Council may have been wrong in failing to grant this license, but that's not our issue. They have to go somewhere else for relief from that decision.
And I think, too, they make a lot of allegations on his alleged lack of communication with them as being unethical. And I think they're using it in a general sense as opposed to the specific sense of the ethics code.
You're right. And we do see that quite often where people make a claim of an ethical violation. But ethics is a very broad word, and our jurisdiction is limited to those activities set forth in the ordinance. Not brushing your teeth is unethical, but we can't do anything about it.
Where does it say it's unethical?
Well, my dentist told me that, so. But it's hearsay at this point.
Okie dokie. So, we'll kind of send a letter stating what Ed said
just
to them.
Quick, Ed says no.
Pretty much, Ed said no. All right. Is there any other business to come before us?
Does the board want to meet for the next month?
Oh, well, I should just kind of FYI, my term is officially up sometime in, I think I'm overdue, but, and I have the Interfaith guys that represented the Interfaith Conference, I've asked other members of the cabinet if they're interested. Somebody has expressed a small thing of interest, and I've been trying to follow up with this person. But as of right now, I've been asked to continue on as the representative, and we have a cabinet meeting at the end of this month, and I'll come to some conclusion then. We'll come to some conclusion as to who will be the representative, but just that's cooking out there.
Would you like me to come and speak to the issue at your meeting?
No, I think that it's just a matter of this person has to just say, you know, I'm really not that interested, and I just have not been able to get this person to say that just because we haven't connected yet. So she's new, she's very busy, she's got a lot of schedules, so, and I'm sure that this more sort of an initial enthusiasm was an interest, but whether it's realistic she'd be able to serve on the board is another, this board is another question. So.
Okay. All right, because there is some updating going on about the different terms, correct?
As far as?
You know, who's appointing, reappointment, mm-hmm. and things along those lines.
The letter wasn't out.
It was sent out, mm-hmm. So the mayor's been made aware of the fact that action needs to be taken, and it's and he has to take the action.
Mm-hmm. And I would like to welcome our new ethics board member. You want to tell us that this is Carrie Davis, representing the MMAC. Welcome.
Thank you.
Want to tell us a little? Well, I suppose on or off the record, do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself?
I'll go on the record. I graduated from MIAD years ago and have been working for the chamber for about 13 years. So I'm their creative director and I'm in charge of all their online communication, social media, website, all that kind of stuff. So, but it is nice to be able to do something not connected with them. So there's so many things to do for them. This is a nice opportunity to give something back.
Okay. Wonderful. Well, thank you and welcome. And
you can design the cover for our annual report.
I can. I can. Or I have an intern that can do it for me.
Wow.
I don't know. Is that a conflict of interest?
No.
Are you sure you're not getting something for something? Are you sure it's not going to influence folks?
No.
Okay.
We give her a sweater.
Ooh, a sweater.
That may reasonably influence her decision on something. But.
Yeah. Clothing for me is, yes, it will. But with a logo. Oh, yeah, then it's not as much. So.
Yeah, on the rummage sale circuit. That was very diplomatic, I must say.
Well, that's how you determine future value. I mean, you know, is it of any value?
Wow.
He wasn't going to get anything out of it. That'll work.
As for next month's meeting, do we wish to set it, or do we wish to have it only at the call of the chair? Since it would be, what would be the date?
The date would be December 19.
At the call of the chair.
Call of the chair.
Call of the chair?
If we have something pressing.
Have something?
I think we should reserve our calendars just in case, but set it until it's absolutely necessary.
Okay. That sounds like a plan. Anything else?
You still have 40 minutes on your parking.
I actually thought the complainants might be here.
I'm surprised they're not. I thought
we had a surprise, too.
Let's get out of here before they
show. So if there's no further business come before us, a motion to adjourn would be in order.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Okay.